Somebody Somewhere is playing Candy Crush right now. You know that music. Violetta's dancing to that music. I didn't think that was danceable, but it is. And you might be owed money. Am I the only one on the show who played Candy Crush? You didn't play, Pat Brady.
I did not.
Oh, I played all the time. Oh,
so addictive. But I loved it. And didn't you, remind me, because it was kind of popular a couple of years ago.
Loved it. I still play it.
You do?
Absolutely.
How do you play? What's the point?
Yeah, I've never played it once.
It's like Tetris. Oh. Where you would line up enough of a certain candy and they disappear, or they kind of pop, right?
It's frustrating and so addicting.
Well, don't you find yourself just sitting down and like playing for
an
hour?
You could waste like a half a day. It's ridiculous, but I still do it.
Remind me though, because I had a friend who got me on it, because can't you send invites to your friends? And
Sure. And the whole lives thing is, you know, you can get lives from your friends and yeah, that's the
money. Your friends can loan you lives.
Yes.
Lives are plays, right?
Lives, no. When you run out of lives, then you can buy new ones. That's the key in this lawsuit.
Money can help you win.
Yes, you get 5 lives, I think, and you have to keep winning. Once you start losing, that's a life.
Or else you got to wait 30 minutes or something in order to get a new life. And who wants to do that?
And you know who does do that? Because then you just go onto your clock on your iPad or your phone and you change the time.
Oh, I didn't realize there was a way around that.
Oh, Anna.
Oh, my gosh.
There's
all during work hours.
Exactly. I'm playing right now.
Is that what you were doing in the 4 o'clock hour earlier today? Okay.
When you come to me and I'm paused, I guess because I have to shut down my Candy Crush.
That's the reason for the Pilek pause.
Okay. Tasty.
Nice.
Is it one of the sound effects? I forgot about that.
Yes, it is.
All right,
just
well,
to be clear.
We have to get to the bottom of this lawsuit because it is, it was filed here, and there is a federal judge who just ruled that the class can move forward. So people like Judy who were wronged and feel like they need their lives back or something back can sign on, I suppose. Let's hear from the attorney. Joseph Siprit, I hope I said your name right, who is representing the class here. Is that right, sir?
Yeah, this is Joseph Siprit. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. So tell us about this, because a lot of people played Candy Crush. $2 billion estimated this company behind it, King, I believe. In 2013 alone, they made that much. So a lot of people were playing Candy Crush, it turns out. And now what, some of them could get some money back?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for and seeking to achieve through this lawsuit. So I can tell you a little bit about what this, what the grievance is really, you know, at the heart of this case.
Okay.
And it has to do with the lives that you were just mentioning a minute ago. I mean, the way it works basically is that players start with 5 lives. Mm-hmm. And as you play the game and you lose lives, there's a couple different ways you can get more. One is that you wait 30 minutes and you get another life. Okay. There's a limit of 5. And then when you run out of lives, you have a choice between sitting there, you know, sort of twiddling your thumbs nervously, waiting 30 more minutes to play, or buying more, which is like 5 extra lives for 99 cents. And so it's actually quite brilliant, their business model, because the game itself is free, but because it's so addictive to many people, people do not want to wait that 30 minutes, so they buy more lives. And that's where a lot of that revenue comes from. But the reason why there's a lawsuit is because there's one other way that you can get lives.
Okay.
And that is you can request that lives be donated via Facebook. So those who play the game are very familiar with, you know, the sort of Facebook applications where, you know, you're getting messages from your friends telling you to download the game and to send them lives and all this stuff. Again, very brilliant by King, because it introduces new players to the game that way, free of charge. But the problem is that for whatever reason, there was a period of time when people who had received lives from their Facebook friends had them taken away. They were just, you know, deleted and removed from people's accounts.
Just out of the blue, people saw their lives go away? Is that what happened?
That's right. So on day one, you know, you've got 40 lives in your account. And on day two, you've got 0. And the link, the common sort of underpinning seems to be that it was all the lives that had been given to people via Facebook donations. All of those lives were just gone. And that's a problem because the lives have a concrete economic value. So
what is that
like
value, would you say? What's the value on a life in the game of Candy Crush?
Well, King itself has said what the answer is, which is 20 cents a life, because in fact, they charge 99 cents for 5 lives. So if that's what they charge, then, you know, the economic value we know to be something around 20 cents. So on our measure, if you are a person who had, you know, whatever, 30, 20, 40 lives in your account that are donated, and all of a sudden you've got zero, your damages are the number of lives times 20 cents. And that's an awful lot of money when you consider the millions and millions of people who play this game and had this happen to them.
So, but the give or of the lives, those, some of those were free, right?
Yeah, that, and you know, that's what King argued in this case.
So the next step to that argument is, if I give you a free life and you've got 40 free lives, the economic value is zero.
Right. Well, that's, you sound like King's lawyer there.
He was a former federal prosecutor, Pat Brady, so he's thinking through it.
I lost a lot of ships in Galaxia over the years, billions of dollars. I'd like to recover some of that. But anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, so allow me to respond to that, if I might, because I think it's a fair point and it's an important point. That is precisely the argument that King, the maker of Candy Crush, made in this case. They said, well, you know, whatever we charge for lives is what it is, but if the lives at issue are the ones that were, you know, donated by someone else to you, then you, as the recipient of that, are not out of pocket anything. Mm-hmm. And the response to that, which the judge in this case has now agreed with, is that, you know, the measure of damages is not supposed to be about what the recipient paid. So, for example, and this is me talking now, not the judge's ruling, but our argument was, if I donate to some other third party, you know, whatever, my mother, if I give my mother a book which is worth $100 and someone takes the book from her, it's not like the thief can then say, well, you know, you didn't pay anything for the book. It doesn't matter. She owns a piece of property that cost $100 and it was taken. So in the same way, although it may be true that someone, you know, donated the lives to you, if the lives have a concrete value, which they do, because you can acquire the lives either by being given them or by buying them, if they are then taken from you, the value is the value. And so,
but what if the book was free?
If the book was free, well, if the book itself was free, it would raise the question of, you know, what is free? I mean, is it free on the market? In other words, does it have $0? If I make a book, if I sit down and I make a book myself, is it free? I guess. But if I have a price I can charge on the market for that book, the theft of the book means that I have damages.
Joseph, you guys are getting all super legal, and you're both lawyers, and I get it. But I think a lot of people look at this lawsuit and say, come on, you charged 99 cents, or maybe you got it for free, and it's a life on Candy Crush. How wronged were you in the in the grand scheme of things when you're playing a video game?
So I didn't get the memo that corporations are allowed to steal money from people if it's only 99 cents. See, that's the point of this case and many class actions.
Got it.
By definition, a class action is going to involve small individual dollar situations that aren't worth an individual bringing a lawsuit for 99 cents or for, you know, $20 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if millions of people all had that same thing happen to them, it's actually a very big case.
And hey, how do you opt in? Can Judy opt in?
Yeah, so we've got Judy Pilak here, who's part of this.
Anyone who's in this situation, who's played Candy Crush and who's had this happen to them, should feel free to contact my office, and we will be happy to talk to you and tell you about the case. If we settle the case, people who are eligible to receive relief will hopefully receive it. But in the meantime, you know, we're happy to liaise with people who have had this happen and make sure that they're in place here and eligible to get whatever we can get for them. So, you know, at the end of the day, small or not, companies should not be able to just, you know, help themselves. 99 cents times, you know, 26 million people. Property is property, whether it's 99 cents or $99 or whatever else.
All right. Are you getting a lot of people so far to join on, or this is so new that it's just starting?
No, we've had a lot of people, because even though the judge finally just ruled in our favor and the case is moving forward, we filed it, you know, over a year ago. And so during that time, we've had a lot of people reach out to us. And, you know, it's a very popular game, to King's credit. And a lot of people have played it and they've made a lot of money from it, all of which is fine. But that also means a lot of people have been affected by this.
Mm-hmm. It seems like lost work productivity is a big number, too, in terms of people who play this at work. And they, you know, it is so addictive. I got into it a little bit a couple of years ago. And I feel like you're right. You just want to keep playing and playing and playing.
And you just want your real life back.
Right. You do. And then it actually is helpful, I found, when you ran out of lives in the Candy Crush, because you got your real life back at that point.
Well, look, I'll say this. I mean, whether it makes sense for someone to spend 6 hours a day playing Candy Crush is, I guess, a personal choice. And, you know, whether King is, I mean, if to the extent that King and the makers of Candy Crush have been successful, wildly successful, because they created a game with a very brilliant business model where people, you know, buy these lives because it's very addictive and so forth, I say good for them. I mean, you're allowed to do that, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. The only problem is when all of a sudden something of value which is taken from people, I view that as a breach of contract, and so you got to step up and do the right thing.
Hey, do you have a website for people to opt in?
Yeah, it's siprut.com. S-I-P as in Paul, R-U-T.com.
All right. Well, Joseph Siprut, thank you so much for sharing this, and keep us posted.
Yeah, happy to bring you up to speed, and as the case goes on, happy to continue to give updates if you like.
All right, we appreciate it. We're going to pause now and check the traffic trouble spots, and for that, we check in with Violetta Podramatic, one of the only people I know who can dance to the Candy Crush music.
It's a beautiful song.